Texan Stadium, Mike Blackwell, alongside Jared Robinson as we begin the second quarter of play. The Texans have it at the Bandera one-yard line. Texans now moving from our right to our left. Kiprus with the handoff. He's going to walk into the end zone for a touchdown from 1 yard. That's not Kiprus, actually.
That's Moss.
Trying to get the number. Is it Carruthers? No, it's number 18.
Oh?
Yeah. Got a new running back who's coming in. He's at the 10 now. Have to get his name.
Terrence Ramsey. We've seen him a couple times this year.
Yeah, so Terrence with the carry.
Have to add him to the sheet here.
Terrence Ramsey with a one-yard touchdown run. As they stop play here prior to the...
Back judge is going to come all the way back and talk to the white hat here. I'm curious. Looks like maybe just a timing.
Oh. Get some feedback from the officials, Mike.
Illegal substitution. Oh, Wyatt Mann was still on the field.
Oh, on the extra point. So they're going to back up the extra point.
Yeah, they had 12 out of the huddle. I saw Wyatt Mann coming off and trying to figure out what it was, but that's what it was, 12 in the huddle.
So they're going to kick this extra point from the 15-yard line, essentially a 25-yard extra point.
I watched before the game, and Coles hit two of three from 46, from the 36-yard line. Pretty impressive.
How about that? Not bad. Here's the extra point. It is up, and it is boomed through there. No, it's no
good. Missed to the left.
Hooked it left. 11:58 left to play in the first half. Our score, Wimberley 48, Bandera nothing. You're listening to Texan football on the Sun Radio Sport Network.
Support for this broadcast of Wimberley Texan football provided by Chang's Hapkido Academy in Wimberley, providing instruction in the defensive martial art of Hapkido and physical fitness obstacle course training for students of all ages. Class schedules, pricing, and directions to 10330 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley at hillcountryhapkido.com. And by Stevens and Malone LLP, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and surrounding communities by providing legal representation in the areas of real estate business, estate planning, and probate law. More information at StevensMaloneLaw.com.
All right, Texans lead it 48 to nothing. They've scored a touchdown on the first play of the second quarter. As Nick Coles will kick off. Texans ahead of Bandera in this first district game of the season. Here's the Coles kickoff. High, and it'll be taken at the 10-yard line. Fumbled around and finally retrieved at the 6, and he's going to get wiped out near the 10-yard line is the return man. They kind of bobbled that thing and had some indecision, and it cost them some field position, and now the Bulldogs will have it at their own 12-yard line, first down and 10.
This is probably when I look to see a little bit of some change in the Texans defense right here. I think we'll see a little bit of adjustments, not big adjustments, mainly in the defensive backfield is I think where we'll see it, some defensive ends and things, but we'll see. I can't tell yet, but
Havley is back in the game at quarterback for Bandera. He's going to turn and give it to Smith up the middle. Absolutely no running room whatsoever.
I see Benoli still out there. Cooper McCollum still out there, so looks like the maybe playing the first half here. Kent Kenyon still out there.
Give Smith a yard on the carry, second down and 9. Yeah, you would imagine a lot of kids will get playing time here tonight, say the least.
Yeah, there is some changes. I do see Kenyon out there. I see Corbett down here on the side, Matt Mitchell down here on the side, Gavin Martinez, Stover. So it does look like there's a couple changes. Good opportunity for some of these young guys to get on the field, though.
Havley pitches right. It's to Stout. He's got the 15 and stretches it out to about the 19-yard line. That'll set up a third down and 3.
really the best run we've seen from the Bulldogs right there. Good blocking on this right-hand side again. Continuing to run it to the right-hand side of the line like we talked about earlier.
Yeah, it's kind of student body right on that one.
I don't know that I've seen them run a ball to the left yet.
Well, maybe they ought to try that. It's
could possibly work.
48-0.
Strong side might to the right
try
again.
Try something different.
Yeah. Twins to the top.
Havely has Stout behind him, and Stout will get the carry right up the middle. And, boy, he is wiped out right at the line of scrimmage.
Met my number 44, Moss Carruthers, right there.
Gosh.
And like you said, he stood him straight up right there, and that's going to bring the punt team out again on a big, long 4th-and-4 right here. 4th-and-3, actually.
Shackelford will be back to punt the ball again. Gavin Martinez stands near the 50-yard line for the Texans. Clock at 10 minutes, and it is rolling mercifully for Bandera. Again, the snaps have been a little shaky here tonight for the Bulldogs. This one's a good one, though. Actually, this is short with the punt. Pretty good one taken by Martinez at the 49-yard line of Bandera. Left side to the 40. 35, 30 down the left sideline. Skips out of bounds, does Gavin Martinez. At the 28-yard line of Bandera. So the Texans, outstanding field position again. Would love to know what the average field position has been for the Texans here tonight. They've got a couple of interceptions. They started one drive at the 11 of Bandera. So,
yeah, they started after the Kipperus interception, and then, of course, Mitchell scored on one. And so they have they've definitely had a one-sided field so far. Other than the opening kickoff, I'm not sure that they've taken it on the other side of the 50. Well, probably. Maybe a couple of punts.
I think they got to the 49-yard line once.
There you go. Oh, I remember the Martinez catch earlier was down here on the 32 or 27, I think, as well last time. So.
And we've got new quarterback in for the Texans, right? No, we don't.
That's Kate Stover out of a Wildcat.
Took the Wildcat snap right side, 25, 20, 15, 10, and Stover is going to go into the end zone. 28-yard touchdown run by Cade Stover. How about that? I don't know what to say here.
I got to tell you, Zach Peterson, who does our stats here, is going to have a little bit of a challenge because now he's got to put 15, 18 into the runner's column here. And we've got all kinds of stuff going on here. A little trick play. That's the first Wildcat we've seen from Stover this year.
Here's Coles now. The extra point is up, and it is good. 9:19 left to play in the first half. Our score, Wimberley 55, Bandera nothing. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from 5-Star ER. 5-Star ER is not an urgent care center. It's a freestanding emergency room with the same care you'd expect from a traditional hospital ER. So when you need the ER, make it 5-Star. Across from HEB on 290 in Dripping Springs. Learn more at 5starer.com.
By Seton Medical Center Hayes. Offering comprehensive cardiovascular care, from diagnostic services to open-heart surgery for the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Back at Texan Stadium, 55-0. Texans lead it over Bandera with 9:19 left to play in the second quarter. Scoring summary ought to be fun at halftime.
Well, it's a good thing we've got an extended half for the homecoming.
So,
you're going to need it.
Here's the kickoff taken at the 13-yard line to the 25 to the 30. Left side and knocked down at the 32-yard line. Is Smith, and that's where Bandera will begin. A reminder, we are still looking for fall interns. If you're interested in broadcasting, come intern for us. Give our office a call for more information at 512-965-9969. Ball at the 32-yard line now. Havely is in at quarterback. Smith to his right. Stout behind him. Kind of a pistol-looking formation. He's going to run it to the right side and run into a lot of trouble, but he's able to lean forward and manages to get back to the line of scrimmage, but that's it. Second down and 10.
Yeah, he ran into that left defensive end, number 61, Brady Corbett, and he took him down pretty quickly right there, but a continued assault, we'll call it, on the left-hand side of the defensive line, right-hand side of the offense right here. Just I'm with you. I think I may change to the other side.
Do something different at some point, yeah.
Yeah, quick kick or something.
Second down and 10 on second down. Why not, huh?
Yeah. There's nobody back there to field it.
That's kind of funny. That's a good point. Here is the give on the little reverse handoff.
To the left.
To the left side. How about that? To the 35, to the 36. The ball came loose. Good grief.
And Wimberly got it.
Texan football at the Bandera 32-yard line. Goodness gracious.
I can't tell who came out with it right there, but it. Let's see if we can get it.
Alex Janelle with the carry.
Is it 20? Who is that, 26, 28?
Yeah. I think it's 26.
28, Trenton Dingman.
Oh, okay.
I just looked down. We don't have a 26, so.
They put it down at the Bandera 33-yard line. Weeks will jog back in.
18 back in the running back position. Terrence Ramsey. I like to see that they're kind of getting a little bit of
spreading it out a little
bit. Yeah, a little bit of that. And again, running back you can't be too deep on. So far we've seen Kiparis and Moss really carry a huge role of it. Ramsey looks good right here.
25. He's got the first down to the 20. Still on his feet and all the way down to the 16-yard line is Terrence Ramsey. And we were talking about this during the break too, Jared, talking about putting in the second teamers. Those second teamers are fired up. They hadn't played all year as much as the first teamers. So you'd think putting the second teamers in might help you when you're blowing somebody out, but not necessarily. Terrence Ramsey's fired up about being out there. You can tell that.
I'm telling you, he came, really made it through the second line right there, through the linebackers, and wasn't sure if he was going to come through, but came out like a burst out of a cannon for a good, 15, 16 yards.
He's going to get it again right up the middle. He's got a pretty good hole. Nice job by the offensive line. He pushes it down to the 10-yard line. He steps off another 6 yards. It'll be second down and 4.
And you got to love when a young man gets an opportunity. He comes in, obviously, earlier. First carry of the game, gets a 1-yard touchdown. Then a 16, 17-yard gain. And on that one, a tough 6 yards, but covers up the points of the football, puts his head down, and just buries it in. And kind of a la Moss Carruthers, who we've seen so many times carry people with him. Good job of number 18 Ramsey right there, just running hard.
Second down and 4 now from the 10. Terrence will get it again, protecting the football, running left side. He'll be close to the first down. He gets it inside the 7. He'll be right at that first down marker.
Looks like he's going to be about a half yard short is where they're going to mark him here, 3rd and 1. And
it's really less than 1, I think.
It is, yeah.
Spotting it at the Bandera 7-yard line. Nice running by Ramsey. When the coaches told him to protect the football, he took it to heart. He was protecting it with that run.
Yeah, that's, like I said, he's protecting the points of the football, no doubt whatsoever.
Ball at the 7, and now they blow the whistle prior to the snap, a flag, and that's going to go against Wimberly.
False start. Going to take it back to 3rd and 5.5 here for the Texans. This is this the first third down they've had?
At the 12-yard line.
I think this may be their first third down.
I think you might be right. When you're ahead 55-0 with 6.5 minutes left to play in the first half, you hadn't had a lot of third downs. You're right.
Looks like we got number 33, James Onion, in the backfield as well here on the other side of Ramsey.
Fake handoff. Weeks rolling right, looking. Steps up. He's going to run to the 10. He's tripped up. A late flag. Well short of
two
first
flags.
Down to the 9-yard line is Weeks.
I see actually 3 flags on the field now. Looks like a laundry.
Looks like you on Sunday afternoon in the laundry.
Holding on the offense.
Yeah, they'll back this up now.
I saw a late flag come in. I thought maybe it was downfield a little bit, maybe on the defense. But it looks like all of the 3 flags were thrown in the same spot for holding right there. So
Ball at the 22 now, so they got to get about 15 yards for the first down. Got to get to the 7. Quick math by me.
Look at you.
How about that? MIT education coming through for me tonight.
TIM, you mean?
Yeah, something like that. Back to throw. Here's Weeks now throwing right side near the goal line and incomplete. Like he's trying to hit. Is that Martinez over there?
No, I'm not. I can't tell. Looks like maybe Kent Kenyon possibly.
Yeah, I think so. Incomplete. Far sideline. It's going to set up a fourth down. You're at the 22-yard line. You can't really go far. They're going to run Nick Coles out here for a nice long field goal try.
I love it. I love the opportunity. This is the time to do it. I mean, it's a
absolutely
situation. Again, this is going to be a long field goal right here. I love to see it. It's going to be, what, 39 yards?
39 yards. And you never know. Down the road, you might need a 39-yarder to win a game at some point. Here's Coles now. Stover's hold is down. The kick is up. It's certainly long enough. And it is good. 39-yard field goal. 5:37 left to play in the second quarter. Our score, Wimberley 58, Bandera nothing. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from 5-Star ER. 5-Star ER is not an urgent care center. It's a freestanding emergency room with the same care you'd expect from a traditional hospital ER. So when you need the ER, make it 5-Star. Across from HEB on 290 in Dripping Springs. Learn more at 5starer.com.
By Seton Medical Center Hayes. Offering comprehensive cardiovascular care, from diagnostic services to open-heart surgery for the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Nick Cole's going to kick off following his 39-yard field goal. The kickoff is a good one. It's taken at the 9-yard line by Smith to the 15, 20, to the 25. And he's brought down at the 26-yard line. If you're a local business owner and you'd like to help sponsor these broadcasts, please give our office a call to find out more information at 512-965-9969. It's a great way to get your message out to the Wimberley community. We'd love to have you.
I got a message a minute ago, Mike, that the will be a barring a huge change, will be a clean sweep as the 7th grade B team was 38-0, A team 55-0, 8th grade B was, we'll get this play in.
Pitcher left. That is to Gunner Brown, who takes the ball, and he's able to gain a yard, but that's it.
8th grade B 20-0, 8th grade A 45-0, freshman was 32-6, and then the junior varsity was 8-0. So
how about that?
Wimberley looking for the clean sweep of Bandera this weekend, and barring a fundamental meltdown with 5 minutes left in the second quarter, it's 58-0 here.
Well, if Bandera comes back and wins this game, I'll run around the track buck naked. So I'm just going to tell you that right now.
That will
get me arrested?
Yes, for one, but awkwardly enough, I believe I would go Twitter live on that.
That's great. Pitch right to Stout. He is hit hard. Did the ball come loose? No,
I didn't. They tried it, but good job by him. It doesn't look like it came out. I'm with you 100%, but Stout did a good job of maintaining the control of the ball right there, even though they're ripping at the ball for sure.
Third down and 3. He's got it out to the 33-yard line. By the way, if you're listening, that's a joke.
Yes.
I won't be running around the track book naked here tonight.
Do not call the
certainly not while we're on the air.
FCC. Yeah. If you do that, we don't have a wireless mic.
No. I would be the wireless mic.
Yes. You would be literally.
That? Yeah.
But a ping.
Okay, this thing's getting out of hand. Yeah. Third down and 3 now. Back to football. Havley will take it. He'll give it to Stout. Left side, inside handoffs. Got the first down.
Uh-oh.
45-40. Nice run to the 45-50. 45 and down near the 40-yard line is the Bandera offense. It'll be first down for the Bulldogs.
And I got to point it out. I may have called for it a little bit earlier, but a run to the left.
Left side.
Last two runs was a 6-yard run and then a burst right there for a gain. And that's not picking necessarily against the right side of the Wimberley defensive line. That's just running it another way than the right.
Yeah, no doubt. Three and a half minutes left to play in the second quarter.
We may run out of a little bit of things to talk about in this game.
Well, no doubt. If we're talking about me running around the track, that's a problem. Here's the give to Brown. No, he faked the handoff. Haveley's going to keep it. 35-30. Another big play to the 25, to the 20. Inside the red zone goes Bandera down to the 18-yard line. What a nice run that was of about 22 yards for Haveley. First down for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, good run right there. Good decision for him to pull it. Option play to go ahead and hand it off to Brown, but kept it. Haveley, good burst up to the left-hand side again right there, and kind of got something working right here.
Got it at the 19-yard line. The clock continues to move at 3 minutes left to play in the first half. Bandera with all three of their timeouts. Again, Wimberley leading it 58-0. Smith in the backfield with Haveley. Shotgun. Haveley has it. Handoff. Right side. Inside is Janelle. He's got the 15. Oh, he takes a big hit down at the 12-yard line. It's going to be a nice pickup, though, of 8. It'll be second down and 2. Whatever Bandera's doing on this drive, it's working. And we have to throw this out. I mean, the Texans aren't running a lot of players in and out with this humongous lead.
Yeah, they're substituting definitely and trying to get, a lot of the starters are still in there, but they're trying to find that mix. Again, obviously, you want to prepare for anything. You hate for anybody to get injured throughout the year, but, you know, anytime you can get these young men in there to play, that's going to be a false start on the left guard right there for the Bandera Bulldogs, and it's going to back them up a little bit right here. But, good time if you're Coach Warren to kind of run some of those guys in there, get them some good playing time.
They'll back it up 5 yards. Or check that. It was against the Texans, and so they'll push it to the 7-yard line, and that gives them a first down, so it's going to be first down and goal.
Oh, I saw the left guard switch. Maybe our right tackle got into him right there. I didn't see it, but my bad on that one.
I will let it slide. Don't worry.
It won't cost us the game.
Ball at the 7, first down and goal for Bandera. Fake the handoff to Stout, and Haveley is swarmed under. I'm not sure he got back to the line of scrimmage. Yeah, it looks like they're going to say that he did get back to the line of scrimmage. We'll have to get an Astros score here at halftime.
Hey, now we're talking.
Backing it up to the 8-yard line. He actually lost a yard, so it'll be second down and goal. Jared quickly jumps on his laptop.
I forgot the Astros were playing tonight. Astros. My mom would be unbelievably upset right now. They're probably sitting at home watching the Astros, listening to me on the radio, thinking, man, what's he thinking? Astros up 1-0.
And the give to Stout, right side. He's going to be knocked down at the 10-yard line. Clock continues to run with 106 left to play. Of course, the Astros in the American League Championship Series against the New York Yankees.
Yeah, they're up 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth.
Third down and goal at the 10-yard line. I would, before I die, and I'm 55, I'd like to see a Texas team win a World Series.
You know, I almost cried when the Rangers, David Freeze, hits a ball over center field, you know. And I'm I like David Freeze.
Right field, it was Cruz, Nelson Cruz, who didn't make the catch.
Oh,
looking left is Haveley. Now he's going to roll back right. He's going to lob it into the end zone. Did
he's got it.
He's got it. Touchdown, Bandera. So the Bulldogs are on the board. That's Ben Shackelford, 10 yards out. And the Texans' lead is cut, term used loosely, to 58-6.
And as I run my mouth a minute ago, say that the Astros are up 1-0, my mom immediately texts me and say, son, they're 2-0 up. So
corrected by your mother
yes,
on the air. That's
yes.
Great.
Add that to time number 1,512 that I've been corrected.
Mom's always right.
Yes.
That's going to be Blaze Salazar with the extra point try. The kick is up. No, that's not. That's short. Kick is up and kick is good. 26 seconds left to play in the first half. Our score, Wimberley 58, Bandera 7. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas non-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there.
And by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood, broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
Back in Wimberley, Bandera Bulldogs have gotten on the board. It's 58-7 with 26 seconds left to play in the first half. Texans leading it. Wonder what kind of bugs these are. It's bug breeding season here in the press box. It's a bunch of these little bitty black bugs flying around. They're not crickets.
No, I got to tell you that I don't know where they're coming from.
There's a million of them.
I think we'll just blame it on Zach.
Okay, it's Zach's fault.
Yeah, I think we're going to blame it on him.
Here's the kickoff. It's going to bounce around and to the 16-yard line, taken by Kipris, I believe, to the 25. And he gets it out to the 29-yard line. Texans will have it with 20 seconds left to play in this first half. I can't imagine they'd do anything weird or expressive here on offense.
No, I can imagine that I'm going to see the old victory here and just kneel it and take it into the homecoming festivities here. Where should we call the homecoming festivities?
Yeah, they're festivities.
Should we go live with them?
Describe it.
Yeah,
sure.
We can walk out. Absolutely. We can just describe what people are wearing. Vera Wang is that? No, Vera,
yes.
Wang. That's bags, isn't it?
Kind of. Like, yeah, I think that's bags.
That's Gucci and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I don't own any of those clothes. They don't make those an extra medium husky.
Did you have a husky? Here's the kneel down by JoJo Weeks with 15 seconds left to play in the first half. I can't imagine that you would be in husky there.
Well, it's an extra medium, so it's not, you know, it's not quite as big, but
that's right.
It's just a husky's the fit, you know, it's longer.
58-7 is our score. I don't even know how to react to that.
I don't either.
58-7 is our score. Wimberley and Bandera jogging to the locker room at halftime. Stay with us, everybody. We're back with our halftime show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommuniCareSA.org.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.